The avant-garde. Lend me your ears. I've got this theory about rock and roll. It confirms your very worst fears. I've got this theory. I'm almost too ashamed to say it, because I've studied all the people who like rock and all the bands who play it. And, you know, it seems like folly. But one man invented rock, and it was not Buddy Holly. And it wasn't Elvis or Little Richard. Oh, the bell does toll. It's time to say Adolf Hitler did not die. He invented rock and roll. Well, fuck you, smart ass. Up your ass. Can you think of something better? You're the sort of brainless turd follows rock to the letter. You see, Adolf couldn't. You can't see the wood for the trees. Let me tell you some other things that a rock fan believes. Do you believe in Mick Jagger's charismatic lips? Do you believe in what hangs between Jim Morrison's hips? Do you believe John Lennon was a man truly great? Do you believe that Morrissey chooses to stay celibate? Have you seen the way a person acts when they're in a band? If you want the greatest proof of all, have you seen the fan? You, who seem totally prepared to follow that sort of tribe, dare to slack me off when I say it comes. Like, yes, when Elvis Presley lay dying, gurgling on his bathroom floor, and his fat, white, bloated body couldn't take it anymore, the last thing that went through his mind before his eyes in their sockets did roll was that Adolf Hitler. He invented rock and roll.